My name is A.B. Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisor. Say the darndest things in my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And today, I know they lying. There ain't no way that somebody was found dead for 4 days in a Wells Fargo office. Check this out.
Tempe Wells Fargo employee died at her desk. And 12 News is now confirming that it may have taken as many as 4 days for anyone in the office to notice. Good evening and thanks so much for joining us. For 12 News at 10, I'm Kadiva Devine.
I'm Mark Curtis. It's a story we first reported yesterday. Tonight, Tempe police are confirming the timeline of when the woman clocked in to when her colleagues found the body. 12 News journalist Gabriella Becerra is in the studio with new details tonight. Gabby, 4 days. I mean, this poor woman went 4 days undiscovered. It's hard to believe.
And that's a question many employees are asking themselves tonight. I spoke with an employee who said that she shared her perspective on the workplace environment, and they say it's a big building, but most people don't work there on a daily basis.
A Wells Fargo employee went to work the morning of Friday, August 16th, and never went home. Tempe police tell 12 News 60-year-old Denise Prudhomme scanned into work at 7 o'clock in the morning. 4 days later, police responded to the office building near Washington Street and Priest Drive for reports of a subject down.
Hold on. I'm not even... This is a legitimate question. Legitimate question. And you're probably thinking the same thing as I'm thinking. She had no meetings. She didn't get a no call, no show. Like your manager. I mean, I know when I used to work at the bank, where you at your lunch break. I mean, if you come back to lunch 30 minutes late, they're on your tail. Or if you're on a remote job and you don't clock in for a meeting, they're already down your throat. Like, what's happening? So one, what type of job does she have that nobody cared about her for 4 days? Two, was she supposed to be on vacation or her manager was on vacation? But three, there's no way that you should be dead for 4 days and nobody missed it. I mean, does she not have any family? Was she all alone? Is that why she's in the office? I mean, there's just too many questions for me to answer, but I got to figure this out. I don't know about you. Maybe you know something I don't, but let me know what you think about that. I mean, 4 days? That's too much.
Prudhomme was declared dead. The Tempe Police Criminal Investigation Bureau is investigating, but do not suspect foul play. A Wells Fargo employee exclusively spoke with 12 News, but asked not to be recorded or identified out of fear for their job. They say a colleague found Prudhomme dead at her desk in a cubicle while walking around the building on Tuesday, August 20th. Prudhomme's cubicle was reportedly on the third floor and away from the main aisle. This employee says several people had smelled a foul odor, but passed it off as faulty plumbing. They say while most Wells Fargo employees at this Tempe location work remote, the building has 24/7 security, and someone should have found Prudhomme sooner.
That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what this dude. Are you telling me that these people smelled a smell, didn't say anything, and was like, "Oh, the plumbing's all just messed up." Nobody goes on the third floor. I mean, nobody, and they're talking about there's no foul play because. What? She's by herself? Come on. I mean, I think that's how investigations go wrong. I mean, nobody's investigating. Nobody's asking the hard questions like, where's security? I mean, you're telling me there's no security camera of her going to her desk, sitting there or whatever it is. And what about the people who are monitoring the office? You telling me that this person clocked in, but nobody noticed that she didn't clock out for the day? Or maybe her time card is still 2 or 3 days. Oh, come on, man. There may be some foul play here. I understand she's 60 years old. You know, things happen. I get that. But this is too much.
The incident left several employees feeling scared and uneasy. This employee wants to see new safety protocols in place, telling me, quote, it's negligence in some part. A different worker also spoke with 12 News anonymously.
It was just uncomfortable.
Again, calling on the company to do more.
Body was there about 4 days before anybody found it, before anybody walked up to her and just to say hi, make sure she's okay. She was just laying on her desk.
A Wells Fargo spokesperson previously sent 12 News a statement saying, in part, we are deeply saddened by the tragic loss of our colleague at our Tempe office, adding counselors through our employee assistance consulting service are available to support employees. An employee tells me their direct management offered those services, addressed the incident, and told workers the building was thoroughly cleaned.
Man, listen, nobody care about all this post-traumatic therapy and cures for people who are there acting like you care. What happens when people are still alive? That's what I want to know. Forget all these therapists that you're going to be sending in and how many hours you're going to bill for charity and how good it's going to look for your you know, your workplace environment. But come on, somebody just passed away. Obviously, they felt like it was okay to work that long by themselves. They may have been catching up on work. Who knows? I think that's what we really need to do, because this is like the second or third person who has passed away at one of these big banks. I mean, is it too stressful? Are the work environments not healthy? You know, is the building not up to code as far as the bacteria and things of that nature? You know, is she susceptible? Is people sick? Are you making people come to work when they're sick because they're afraid to call off? Come on. There's questions that we need to ask these individuals. I mean, this is just ridiculous. But what do you think? Do you think this was foul play? Do you think this is okay? Or do you think that this company needs to step up and take responsibility for these people's lives? I think Wells Fargo is going to be in for a world of trouble, and I don't think they can sweep this under the rug. But let me know what you think. My name is A.B. Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.